listened to every single podcast on oneofus.net. What do I do now?
Well, first of all, how is that even possible? But secondly, I think I have a solution for you, Chris.
There can be no solution, Brian.
There is a solution, and that solution is our newest sponsor, Audible.com. Guys, if you haven't tried Audible.com, now is the perfect time to do that. We're talking about content that includes over 150,000 audio programs. We're talking about books on digital, audio dramas, broadcasters, magazine and newspaper publishers, all the greatest stuff you can possibly imagine in one place just for you.
Okay, that actually does sound pretty good.
Doesn't that sound great? And you know what? I'm going to make it sound even greater, Chris, because they are officially, Audible is officially one of our sponsors here at oneofus.net, and as a special gift to you guys, Audible is giving away a free audiobook. All you have to do is click on the link at the bottom of this page, or you can go to audibletrial.com/oneofus.
You mean to say that by clicking on audible.com and downloading their free book, they make sure by listening to that audio that we keep making more audio as well?
That's right, and the cycle continues.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of RPG, Randy Plays Games, the oneofus.net podcast dedicated to role-playing games.
Episode 2, it is a dark time for oneofus.net.
Nobody wants to hear episode 2 and Star Wars in the same sentence. I'm aware of that. We're going to try and do better. I am Randy, I'm running the game, and with me today is...
I'm Sarah, and I am Pash, the human smuggler slash drunk slash... social anxiety sufferer.
I'm Chris. I play 41 Vex, or Vexy, as absolutely no one agrees to call me. And I am a android that was a medical droid, but also can repair, like, ships and shit. And has a bunch of stuff attached to me that looks like it had multiple purposes.
And has a new friend in the form of R5K3, the murderous droid.
because somebody prodded them into friendship because the other one is a little socially awkward. And is Ams Joe, also is Ams Oscara, the Twi'lek bounty hunter, who is obviously the brains of the operation, but is so completely bored with life because of previous tragedies, that she's a bit detached.
And promising tentacle jobs to...
No. Nobody was able to claim that.
Yeah, you still promised them.
I promised lots of things.
He promised it to everybody.
And...
I am Lorik, a disciplined, thoughtful killing machine.
Also known as Bao. Yeah.
Also, he's playing a Wookiee.
No, I meant the Wookiee is playing this character.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, well, the killing machine was Bao, right?
So, previously on...
Previously on RPG, our group had been on the run from Timo the Hutt on the desert planet of Tatooine, and they rushed into a cantina. They were attacked by Gamorrean guards. And
we reduced to pulled pork.
Yes, you did, but not before Posh had taken a bit of damage thanks to some vomiting. And
I have a problem.
Yep.
I'm managing.
Yeah. We get a frat guy to the stars.
I think you're confusing the words maintaining and managing.
Once they had totally murdered 4 Gamorreans, they made their way to a junk shop owned by a human named Vorn, and they pretended to be the crew of Trex, the Trandoshan slaver, who has a ship on the planet that they hope to steal and get the hell out of here before Timo the Hutt sends more Gamorreans.
We're also hoping to kill him.
That's also, yes, yeah. The Wookiee especially is hoping to kill the Trandoshan.
Because they're racist against Wookiees or something.
Yeah,
like
they're
that.
Slavers. They enslave the Wookiees.
Yes.
And,
which always baffles me. How in the world do you manage that business?
they're nasty lizard things.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like Wookiees aren't the most easy to, things to break their wills.
Is why it's so fun. Oops.
Before this goes into very uncomfortable territory, so they
by grabbed, which he means tentacle knots.
They grabbed a hypermatter reactor igniter, which is basically a starter for a starship, and are making their way to command and control on Tatooine's Mos Shuta spaceport to try and get the ship released. So, as we pick up, the spaceport is a low squat building. It's on the edge of the Mos Shuta Bluff. The front entrance stands open. There's a pair of spaceport security guards standing at attention. If you're going out to get a Tatooine, You're going to have to disable the docking clamps that hold the Krayt Fang in its docking bay, and you can only do that inside spaceport control. You either have to get past the guards somehow and find or find another way in.
All right, dum-dums. Why do you think I got the other... Oh, I'm sorry. Whoa, rewind. All right, dum-dums. Why do you think I wanted to get the other droid? Have him slip passing it in the control room. Take care of clamping docks. We take care of resistance.
I guess that's plausible. Is that droid have the type of attachments that may where it could disable the clamping?
Man, I am not going in there for you four people.
What is say?
Give me a minute.
New droid, who dis?
All right, Joy, do you want to be part of this group or not? We freed you from slavery. We're going to take you out of this planet so you can do whatever you want. But to do that, you're going to need to do your part.
Yeah, I'll help, man, but I'm not going by myself.
Well, the point is they're not going to look twice at you. They're looking for us. Nobody's going to attack you or anything. Just go in there and do it.
They're not going to let me roll past those two guards like nothing. You find me an entrance, I'll go right in.
Wait, what say?
Basically, he believes that if he tries to go in there past the guards, they're going to stop and kill him, so we'd need to distract the guards or kill them or something.
As saying, Ryloth, doi?
Yes, but we did not... The droid is not going to willingly do that.
Why don't I talk to the droid?
Yeah,
No, Bot, you're fine where you are.
No, let's puke, Bot.
Yeah, that'll work.
Listen, droid, I put my hand on the droid, and then I... kind of lean over, and I push it over, and a part falls off.
I'm sorry to all droid Americans who are listening to this.
My god, I killed it! I killed again!
There's a stream of angry beeps, which I'm not going to translate.
By the way, I named droid Randy.
Randy! I hardly knew ye. And then I... pour a bottle of whiskey on it.
For God's sakes.
This kills the droid.
How did you even get the bottle of whiskey?
I'm whiskey.
Alright. R5K3 sparks, stops beeping, and slowly dies.
Okay, so let's... So much for the droid plan.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, but that droid was an asshole. I went to high school with that droid, and he is just always drunk, and I was like, man, you got a problem. But I love him anyway, and I miss him so much.
I feel like there might be blood interrupting your alcohol stream.
Meanwhile, deep inside my programming, a long hidden marker is activated that says... kill all humans.
I'm down with that.
All right, so guys, we've got this. So as far as we can see, there's only two guards.
Yep, correct.
But the idea is there's probably a lot more people on the ship, or maybe more.
Yeah, well, you guys are right now at the spaceport command and control. Like, the ship is inside the hangar,
yeah.
And you guys are at the entrance, too.
So can they see us?
On the distance, they can see you. They probably, they're standing at attention. They're clearly... okay at their job. They know they're actually, like, paying attention. So they're not busting up laughing watching you murder a droid in the streets.
Oh, so they see us.
Oh, they definitely saw it.
Oh, awesome. So now we can't do the old, I'm in disguise thing, transporting prisoners. Way to go, human.
Where, and you said the entrance to the dock?
Well, we could.
Jesus Christ, you fucking people.
we could go up and say, hey, we've got this unit that needs to be delivered to such and such space. Let us in.
Wait. How much of the droid is still viable?
No, most of the part. I mean, there's whiskey-soaked parts.
Who cares?
Let me lick up
the whiskey.
Are you going to disguise yourself as a droid?
Who's got explosives?
Why do we need explosives?
I don't.
Well, the droid's not working, so all you could do is roll him out to them at this point, like a soccer ball.
I'm just saying an explosion somewhere else.
Yeah, they probably aren't going to leave their posts.
There's no need to be baroque about this.
There's no
we
need
just
to be...
go, we go, look, say, hey, we're delivering this. If they don't let us in, then we fucking kill them.
Look,
that's easy.
Mr. Word Wookiee, there's no need to be rococo about this either, but I'm not going to bring up musical movements.
If it ain't baroque, don't fix it. In other words,
like, I'm gonna Art Deco the both of y'all if you don't shut up.
Look what you started.
I knew this was going to be a bad idea. Now we're going into art. Excellent.
But he did say earlier in the previous episode, previously on whatever we call the show, Randy Plays Games, that they would be aware that we're being looked for because they work for the bad guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if we walk up, they're going to start shooting.
These guys, these spaceport guards don't necessarily know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they don't give a shit.
But there could be wanted posters, but you probably, it's more like Timo is after you and the criminal element knows, but the spaceport guards, they probably don't know who you are.
All right, yeah. So maybe we leave the human behind for now because she's going to say, he's going to say something inappropriate. And two of us go up there with the part.
Okay, two of you being...
Who's got the best charisma here, or best relating to people?
Uh-huh. I have bad news for you.
Yeah?
it's the drunk you only find.
All right, so...
I'm one charming motherfucker, and you
know
it.
Who's got the second best charisma?
Well, it could be the Wookiee, who doesn't speak the language of the space.
Okay,
cars.
So maybe it's me and...
Yes, but I have command presence.
Yes.
Maybe it's me. Well, you know, he could be the one just carrying the part, and if this goes wrong, then he's the one who can...
Yeah, I could be the one driving the part through their skulls.
As I recall, I charmed an entire crowd of horny, horny
off-worlders. Let's go with the Twi'lek and the Wookiee, and the Wookiee's carrying the part.
Okay, yeah. All right. And what are you two doing in the meantime?
We're just hiding back. Hanging back.
All right, hanging back.
Yeah. I'm hugging the dead droid.
I'm always loving
you. You're so beautiful.
He starts singing Don McLean's Vincent to the droid.
Oh, by the way, bring droid when you come in.
Just drag droid. I don't want to know what you're going to do with it. Twi'lek.
All right, so...
And I'm plotting the extermination of the human race without even realizing it.
That's fine with me.
Ascara and... what is the Wookiee's name? Yeah.
What's your...
I forgot the Wookiee's name.
Bag of growls.
It's Lorik.
Lorik, okay. So Ascara and Lorik make their way up to the guards, and...
look at these guys behind us.
The guards...
They don't need to kill people.
The guards hold their hands up and say, can we help you?
Oh, I believe you can. Let him explain.
I don't speak Wookiee. What's he saying?
How can you be a spaceport guard and not even speak Wookiee?
It wasn't in the training. We didn't have to learn to speak Wookiee. Nobody speaks Wookiee.
Was there actual training? Yeah. Do you not understand that we have things to do, and you are currently in our way?
I don't know who you are.
Well, and that is part of your problem. So either you can get out of our way and let us do our jobs before the Hutts and everybody else who controls this piece of space dust get on your own assholes, or you can let us go.
All right, so...
While he is saying this, I loom threateningly.
All right. Are you going for deceit or coercion?
Let's... why can't it be one of...
They're not
one,
really lying to them. So what are you stronger in?
Deceit.
All right,
then lie to them.
Then let's give you a boost die because it's you're bewildering these spaceport guards.
All right,
and it's an opposed check, so they're gonna roll and you're gonna roll.
Okay,
how many dice you got?
I got the ones necessary for it. Oh, okay, I get 4 advantage.
Okay, and they got a failure. So yeah, the guy says, "Hey, man."
Lady.
No, he's talking to their spaceport guy. He's like,
sorry.
Twi'lek seems important, and she's got a Wookiee with her. So let's not get in any trouble, man. I mean, I don't need another incident on my report. Okay. Yeah. Go on through, ma'am and sir.
I'm just like, I can't believe that worked.
All right, and you guys make your way into the spaceport.
Are you dancing your way to the spaceport?
You already said, Mr. Spacist, that we all dance.
And you proved it right 10 minutes later.
Yes, now is the time in Encounter when we dance.
Now's the time on Sprockets when we add Twi'leks to the extermination list.
Oh, wow. You step through the doorway into a large chamber. crowded with computer equipment and centered around a large HUD display showing a plot of local aerospace.
Boy, sure wish we had the astromech droid that was actually disposable that we could leave behind instead of pouring whiskey on.
Standing in front of the display with her arms folded behind her is a human woman. She appears to be in charge, and as you watch, she speaks into a headset in a formal commanding tone. Imperial Shuttle Lambda 11258. This is Overseer Bryn with Spaceport Control. You are cleared for landing. Welcome to Mashuda. A half dozen technicians of different species work at consoles, and two security droids stand near the doorway. Your attention is pulled to the floor. To the floor. It's a ceiling transparasteel windows against the far wall. Looking out past the desert of Tatooine, where an Imperial shuttle is coming to in for a landing.
Dude, I totally know who the ship is. It's controlled by the nerd frat.
Wait.
It's Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
But is MU's guys still outside, or?
Yeah. Oh, they're still outside. Yeah.
Y'all are on a, you're yep. I don't know how you take a Wookiee on a spy mission, or stealth
wait,
mission.
Wait, I know this one.
A Wookiee, a rabbi, and a priest walk into a spaceport.
No, it's just the two. It's just you two.
All right. So, are they in the room where the docking clamps are?
They are in the. They're in the control bin. This is where you would have to unlock the docking clamps.
All right. So, in the room where we're in, the bigger area is the entrance to the ship. And
you guys are still out in the desert, hugging a droid.
Right. But I mean,
you guys as bags of jerks.
But I mean, the room where the place where the security guards were, is that where the ship entrance is? Or is it through where they?
It's through where they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No. But in all seriousness, I'll walk back to just behind the guards.
Okay.
And go. In motion towards these two assholes.
Okay.
Hey, but we got to get past the guards that way too.
That's why I whistled and.
Okay. Oscar is trying to get your attention.
Okay.
What?
You have successfully gotten Vex's attention.
You are not paid to cry over a dead droid. Get to work. And so I motion towards them to.
One of the guards leans over to you and says. What was the deal with the droid? What happened there?
The tall, thin one that it was kind of in love with the other one, but accidents happen.
And the human was jealous. I've heard.
I'm cradling.
Let's just say that the dongles that the other droid have are quite compatible with humans.
The other one's like, that's sick, man.
tell Ems about it.
All right, you guys walk up, and
I can't argue that's
the guards.
That's true.
The guards sort of nod at you. One of them nods in a very judgmental way at you.
Sup?
Just shakes his head. And the other one's
let's
like,
face it, he probably would have done that anyway.
All right, you guys. R5 is kind of heavy. Do you want to keep carrying him?
He has wheels, right?
Yeah, he has wheels.
I'm kind of just pushing him.
Okay, all right, you're pushing him along. Yeah.
I'm not leaving him behind. No man left behind.
Yeah, the other guard says, "Hey, man, I don't think he's gonna make it."
He's fine. He's beautiful. He's fine. You don't know anything. You
all
don't
right.
know anything.
Hey, man, it's we're all beautiful on the inside. I understand.
Thanks, man. You know what? You and I should just like get a beer sometime. I'm serious.
Yeah, that sounds. Serious. That's the other one's like. You can't drink. You're on duty. Move along.
All right. So I give you my number and then I keep walking.
Your space cell phone.
Space cell phone. It's 555555.
Wait,
five,
are you guys
five,
trying
five.
To be like droid Eskimo brothers? Move along.
All right. You guys are in the big control room. Like I say, there's about a dozen technicians walking around working. The overseer is standing there, you know, on her little Bluetooth headset.
All right, fellas, here's the deal. Can any one of you assholes fix the droid? Because we need somebody to unlock the clampy thingies.
I
don't want to take it with us. I was trying to get a pawn the entire time, and you assholes had to ruin everything.
Why do we even need the droid to unlock the clampy
we
thingies?
We got a droid that does mechanics.
What is with you and this droid?
You have literally stolen a wheel for a completely operative automobile.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does he have some sort of, like, a hyperspace folding thing where he can come automatically into the ship while we take off?
No, I'm a repair robot. I repair ships.
I thought you repaired people.
Yeah, but I also repair ships.
Well, then repair that droid, and then we sell him that droid.
You don't
I want Throid! You make now!
Look, let me explain it to you in terms of Twilight can understand. Do you want to split future payouts five ways or four ways?
We're not taking it with us, dum-dums. Let me put it in a way that Droid can understand. Beep, boop, beep, boop.
It serves no purpose in this mission. I'm just going to ignore the Twilight for
now. Okay, do you want to try to get a computer to unlock the clamps?
But isn't there, like, a human guard person?
No, there's guards at the doors, but they're not guarding the consoles. You could probably sneak over the consoles.
But don't we actually have to, like, repair and install something?
Yes, on the ship.
Uh-huh.
But first you have to unlock
which I can do.
First you have to unlock the docking clamps, or the ship's not going
in. So I go over and unlock the docking clamps.
All right, so I need a computer's check.
Okay.
It is your computer skill, and it is an average difficulty, which means two purple dice.
How do I have a zero computer skill? I have a fucking computer. That makes no sense.
Oh, somebody's got a one computer skill.
Does anybody have a one computer
skill?
Yeah,
me.
Anybody have a two computer skill?
No, none of us have a two skill in anything.
All right, so I guess.
Oh, no. Apparently, I'm too dumb for you to talk to, so you can't.
Look, I'm a Mac guy.
Obviously.
I don't know.
Look,
this
some of us are John Hodgman, and some of us are in awful movies. So which one are you?
Just.
Hey, some of us nailed Drew Barrymore, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, is that a good thing?
No. So,
oh, really? Yeah, okay.
Okay, some of us want to be a fire starter. That's great.
Assuming that some of her exploits
so
don't count
someone,
as venereal diseases.
Is someone going to the computers?
I'll go to the computer.
I knew it was coming. All right.
No, the one with the one score.
Nope.
The one score.
Nope, you want the treat.
All right, you watch in horror as Posh stumbles over to the computer console.
Awesome. Okay.
I like this plan. I'm glad to be a part of it.
I used a calculator once. This is like the same thing anyway. So.
All right, so what is Posh's computer skill?
All right, I got zero.
-3.
Yeah, so I got zero.
Zero. Let's see, it's got some kind of dice next to it, right?
Wow, I'm pretty cool, too.
All right, so what's...
I got two green dice.
Two green and two purples.
Okay. Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Two purples. Yep. All right.
So is there a possibility she could be setting off alarm by doing this?
Oh, every absolutely. Possibility, yeah.
Or setting us on fire, hopefully. Yep.
You guys.
So the planet explodes.
Wait, I think this is good. Okay, I got two...
Jägermeisters?
Jägers. Two advantage.
No, that's not
okay.
Good.
And one success.
Uh-huh.
And two failures, one purple...
The door opens and Darth Vader walks up.
All right, so the advantage and the disadvantage can't just start.
Oh, God.
All right, so nothing happened?
So, well, that would be the best interpretation, but in fact you got one success and two failures.
But it's not the interpretation, the game master is...
You get in there...
Someone hand me my flask, I'm really good at this.
She goes in there and starts typing, or he goes in there and starts typing things. There red starts appearing on various consoles.
No, the red thing's a good thing. Just guys back off. I can do this.
And Overseer Bryn comes over and stands next to you. Excuse me. Who are you and what are you doing on my system?
I apologize. My pilot is a bit inebriated.
How many people are in here besides us?
Dozen techs and a couple guards. All right. I need you to make a deceit.
This is going to be fantastic.
What could go wrong?
Two successes.
Oh, nothing.
All right. We roll for the Overseer, who gets four failures.
Yay!
Wow. So not only does he not question her, he's like, is there anything I can do to help?
No, she says... Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I'm basically super fit at this point.
Yeah. She says, what on earth is he... Get away from that! What on earth is he trying to do?
We just need to unclamp our ship.
How do I change the clock on this thing?
All right.
It's flashing 12.
Okay, baby bear needs to go have nappy nap, apparently.
You're right. I want some tacos.
Which one is your ship?
Droid, please...
Wait, what? Why me?
Because I don't remember the name of the ship.
You know, the one right there.
Does no one remember the name of the ship?
What's the name
the Tarquin
the Crate
something?
Fang.
The Crate Fang. There you go, the
All Crate right.
Fang.
Pash yells drunkenly out.
And it's the Freight King.
Yes, the Crate Fang.
Yes,
okay, please go.
Yes, certainly. You are with Trex's crew.
Yes.
I love that guy.
She looks over at what's his name?
Lorik.
This one has money riding on whether it can be caught or not. It's going willingly, which is quite unique.
It's unusual.
Why didn't you just say I was an indentured slave?
Well, because that's obvious. You're a Wookiee.
Because slaves do not get paid.
Well, it's interesting. I don't usually see Wookiees walking about free when Trex is in command.
Oh, it's free. Is an entire family being held hostage?
I start to
free?
Emit a very low growl.
He is free. He's not wearing any pants. You know, that's a good idea, actually. Let's all take off our pants!
Alright.
I face palm.
Anyway, the quicker we can be released, the quicker we will not be a problem for you.
Yes, alright. You over there, release the docking clamps on Bay 5.
Ooh, I have docking cramps.
You guys see the clamps?
Distinctively Twilight.
The clamps!
The little magnetic clamps are deactivated, and the Crate Fang is now free to fly.
All right, I guess we start moving our way towards the ship.
Marines, indeed. We're leaving.
And this is the point at which the book tells me there's an interlude for experience and destiny.
What does that
destiny.
Mean?
It means experience awards. So
it means I'm destined for greatness.
go to the second page of your character sheet. You will find that you get 10 points to spend on a random advancement.
Oh.
So you have advancements down on the left. You can spend it either on one or two of the 5-point ones. And then once you do that, you can just mark it down on your sheets, like what you've marked down on your scratch paper, which one you want to take.
So we've got this thing that says upgrade menu. Is that
right.
What you're talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, so we have 10 points. So one of these says X on mine says XP costs 10, and the rest all say XP costs 5. So
correct.
I can either do that one that says 10 or two of the 5s.
That is correct.
I see. Okay.
I'm just going for gunnery skill.
Of course.
Because I like shooting people's faces.
I'll do melee skills then.
Melee skills, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to do my quick draw talent. And skilled jockey talent. Those are 5 each.
All right, cool.
I would say negotiation skill, except every time I try, the drunk one gets in the way, so it might not
I'm
be
not
useful.
Drunk.
They have a sobriety skill?
There's a thing that says grit talent, and I'm not clear what that even means.
I don't know either.
You gain the grit talent.
You tell us.
And then it
mind.
Doesn't say what that is. It says, oh wait, your strain threshold is increased by 1 from 11 to 12, but I still don't know what that means.
It means that you can, because there are certain things in combat that can strain you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same as taking HP damage, but...
It's like your endurance.
Yeah, it basically, if you become too strained, you pass out and you are non-functional.
All right, well, instead I think I'm going to go with increase my ranged light skill from my dice pool changes from 2 greens to 1 yellow and 1 green.
So get better with the blaster.
Yeah.
All right, now we build the destiny pool. Each player takes one of the white force dice.
Ooh.
Ah. And what do we do then?
Then you all roll one.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I got a solid dot.
Nice.
Yeah, hole in one. I got a non-solid dot.
I got a non-solid dot, too.
I got a rock.
Okay, for each one with a white side showing... you get a destiny token in the destiny pool. Hey,
what does the white side showing mean? They're all white sides.
Not filled in
with a black dot.
Okay, all right. So I got a not filled in dot.
So
okay.
what do the black dots mean?
The black dots are dark side destiny pool.
Yeah. Oh my god!
So what does two of them
they're
mean?
The latest like sort of blues, old blues punk band. You know,
right.
Really good.
Dark side points.
The black dots.
So
what have you guys got?
Wait, this is after the Battle of the Yavin. What the fuck
I
is a dark side?
Dark side.
Okay, so we got one dark side, and everybody else rolls.
No, I got dark side.
Two dark side, okay.
I got the non-filled in dot.
Okay.
Yes. We got, well, I guess, light side.
So you've got, I hear it sounds like 2 light side and 3 dark side?
Are these our midichlorians?
This is your destiny pool.
I don't understand what you're talking about, Sarah. What
are midichlorians? What the fuck is a midichlorian?
Ooh, sexy Sith Twi'lek bounty hunter.
Yeah, I did all right. My drinking at University of Tatooine.
On the destiny pool, you can...
tattoo you.
You can spend one destiny to upgrade a dice. You can upgrade an ability die, which is a green one, to a proficiency die, which is yellow.
Can't we do
which
something
has more
easy?
Successes.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can spend a destiny to upgrade a difficult dice to a challenge dice, making it harder for someone to to do something.
So does this spin just once, or does it...
It's a constant pool. So basically right now, you have three dark side and two light side. The light sides are the ones that you guys get to spend. And the dark side, I believe, are the ones that I get to spend.
So thanks a lot, guys.
Good job. Nice rolling.
So
hey, I've carried us the entire time.
Is that what's been going on?
The trick is, when you spend a light side point, it flips and becomes a dark side point. When I spend a dark side point, it flips and becomes a light side point. Okay. And that's how the pool works.
So we don't have to choose anything. We just play.
You just say, if there's any you miss an important roll, and there's something in the destiny pot, you can be like, I'm going to spend one of the destiny points and upgrade a roll or something like
that. Okay, so we have two destiny points that we can spend.
So if you guys will put that on the
table. So wait, what you're saying is you've got jerk points.
I've got jerk points.
And we've got anti-jerk points.
Yes, that's correct.
I've got Caribbean jerk points.
But we've it's odd, because that sounds like jerk points should be a good thing.
Spoken like a Wookiee.
All right. Look, there's a Twi'lek in a bar somewhere tattooing.
Look, Wookiees like jerked meat. I'm just saying.
Wookiees are jerked meat.
All right. The crowds thronging the streets of the settlement part, and you see a chilling sight. Three stormtroopers. They are. The lead trooper is pointing right at you.
Does he come out with a big sword and start showing off? Then just shoot him.
Then you shoot him. No. you hear through his speakers, there they are, and the other stormtrooper says, get him!
All right.
What the fuck do they care?
And as you turn to escape, you see a second group of stormtroopers coming through the side street.
Damn it.
This could get tricky.
Wait. So where are we? Because I thought we were inside
the spaceport. So you left the spaceport. On your way to, well, you left the control to go to the Krayt Fang.
Okay.
And right. as you are leaving to get to go to the, there, take that. You are now on the streets of Mos Shuta.
All right. So, which group is bigger? Has more people?
They both have three.
All right. So, how do we start combat? Who goes first?
Okay.
I was going to suggest I have stun grenades. I could at least temporarily take down one.
That
group
sounds good.
So we do initiative. And
we can always kill civilians for distraction.
Just for fun, in fact. Because, only the humans and
Twi'lek.
Yeah,
what's the structure like? Is there anything that we could fantastically shoot and then it would rain down upon them? And then we would go, yes, like three ninjas or something?
I'm going to say the less we're like three ninjas, the better. So...
that didn't sound like no to me, Randy.
It's not a hard no.
It sounded like stop it to me.
All right. So I guess the question is, there are three sort of coming towards you, and there are three more coming from a side street. Do you want to shoot it out with them? Do you want to bolt for it?
I say we run.
Well, assuming
I'm down for a run.
Really?
Yeah, I'm
going to
run.
How far away is the ship?
It's quite a ways.
Okay, so maybe running isn't the best idea then if it's really
good. Do we have, like, bicycles or something?
No bicycles that you can see.
This isn't Austin.
Yeah. I mean, I can see it's hot.
Where are the stormtroopers?
Yep.
I mean, there's four of us, there's six of that, and let's face it, stormtroopers couldn't hit the broadside of a bar. Okay.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
And we have a Wookiee. And who's heavily armed.
I have my quick draw thing.
All right.
Yeah, can we throw the quick draw at it?
Quick draw McGraw. Once per round, draw or holster a weapon or accessible item as an incidental.
Oh, so it doesn't take one. It doesn't take your maneuver.
Yes.
So then you can then aim. All right, so what we're going to do is roll for initiative, which we haven't done before because previously we just had it. So rolling for initiative, you use your vigilance.
That's an initiative sound. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, okay, all right. Now I know. I'm glad I've joined the crowd.
All right, so I need you.
Die are we using?
You have a vigilance stat, I believe. It should be one of your statistics.
Yes.
Yes, okay. I see it.
You roll that, and you're aiming for
the
successes.
Will. Vigilance.
Okay.
God damn. Just the... Wait. She's got two, though.
I have...
Am I supposed to roll a green and yellow?
Whatever's on your vigilance.
Whatever you have.
I only have green on
mine. I got three Jaegers and a success.
I got two success and two advantage.
I got... Hold on. Okay, two success and an advantage.
I got one advantage.
All right, let me roll for my stormtroopers. And then you're all going to tell me exactly what you said again.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
They're stormtroopers. They're not going to hit us, okay? I mean, just say they miss.
All right, so the stormtroopers are not as easy in this game as they may have been when you were the highly experienced rebels.
I was, Owen Lars and Aunt Beru, two Fred Rice.
Yep. Too soon.
All right.
Yeah, so, I pour one out for Porkins.
I need to know...
Porkins, no!
I need to know most the number of successes you have. So, who has the highest number of successes?
I have two.
I have two.
I just had one advantage.
I have one success and three advantage.
Okay. They had no successes, so basically you guys all get to go before the stormtroopers.
Yeah. That was only to see who goes first?
That was it.
I want to try to get to a higher vantage point so that I can shoot one of the groups.
Okay, so you go first. You want to get to a higher vantage point?
Mm-hmm.
Does that then require his whole turn?
No, that's just maneuver.
No, he gets a maneuver and, yeah. And an action.
Yeah, that's his maneuver. Do you have a... Is there an athletics or any kind of skill like that?
Athletics? Or, yes, yeah. I do have athletics.
Okay. Give me an athletics roll and just put a one purple die. It's a pretty easy thing to do.
It's so fast and easy.
All right, I got.
I thought you just like pick up a purple die. No, seriously, don't worry about it, Joe. It doesn't weigh much.
Picking up dice is very simple.
I need to go for two more reps. I got two success. I got two triumph. I got a failure and a threat.
Okay, failure and threat are canceled by the triumphs. So sounds like right two triumphs. Yeah. Okay. So that's two successes. So yeah, you climb up on one of the low pore stone roofs. And that will give you a boost die on your attack.
The dude who pointed at us?
Yes.
I'm shooting right at that dude.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't like pointing. I get it.
It's rude.
Yeah.
His name is Fred, okay?
No, his name was Fred.
True. All right, so you get a blue boost die along with your attack, and you may make your attack.
All right. Do I do any purples, or...?
Yeah, one purple, because it's short range. Yeah.
That was very methodical.
All yep. right, so
you have one at a time for suspense.
Yeah, so I got a failure, a threat. I got not two success good. And four triumph.
Whoa, okay, four triumph. That's probably enough to do a crit, I would guess.
So basically, you get to insult.
Yes,
them.
It is. It is.
What is it with the whole stormtrooper?
All right,
again with the finger.
So that's a critical hit for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you blast Fred right in his dumb stormtrooper face, and he
boom,
goes down.
Was Fred?
Yeah.
Which one of these buttons calls your mother to come pick you up?
Wrong said Fred.
sorry.
All right, who wants to go next?
I want to throw that stun grenade at the group that has more stormtroopers.
Okay, that would be the one that is now... That is not
Fredless?
Is Fred, yeah. No, that the Fredless group has less stormtroopers in it. So right. The other one coming down the alley is the one that you're throwing at.
So it says two green dice is my dice pool.
Okay. I wonder what a stun grenade does. No idea.
It says you deal a stun grenade... Deals 8 stun damage on a hit plus 1 damage per success in the world.
Okay.
This damage is suffered as strain rather than wounds.
Got it.
And then it says spend 2 advantages for blast 8. All characters engaged with target suffer 8 stun damage.
Oh, okay.
And I have 3 stun grenades I can each use.
So you get it. This is a good thing to use on groups of stormtroopers. Right.
So I scored 1 success.
Okay. And it does 8 plus 1, so 9. Okay. Two of the stormtroopers are affected by the stun. They are stunned and grab their helmets as the sound of the space flashbang goes off and says the other one is drawing a bead on you.
I hope you realize, guys, that I will be bringing this up incessantly for the next like month or so.
All right, drunken pilot or Wookiee?
Drunken Wookiee.
I bequeath the turn to you.
And that's your turn.
There are two coming up.
Two coming your way. They're now Fredless.
I set the hyperstart unit down, brandish my axe, yell fiercely, and go full out to hit one of them.
All right, and I'm like, did he just yell happy birthday? My Wookiee's a little rusty.
Yeah, Prince. God damn this fucking thing.
Roll a flat surface.
I'll set up a tray next time.
What is happening?
He is rolling on a slightly curved surface, and the dice keeps falling off.
Yeah, I think he rolled critical awesome, like twice.
I don't know where it went. I can't see it.
That's all yellow dice.
Give that man another die.
Yeah, all you die look the same to us.
Do you want another one? Hold on. Dead air.
There you go. Here's the other one.
All right.
But I think you probably want that roll.
There we go. A box lid.
All right. Sorry. Three successes.
Okay.
One advantage and one blank.
Okay. Wait, see, and your bowcat or your vibro axe.
What
does...
do I have to roll that for?
Oh, I didn't know if you rolled it or not.
Your vibro axe does 9 points.
Let's see.
Oh, your melee's gone up, hasn't it? Oh no, but that's just the roll.
Yeah, that's okay. Just the roll.
All right, so
does a 10 plus 1.
Ten so plus 11. One. So 11. Okay. Yeah, you chop through the other two stormtroopers.
Wow, two?
Yeah,
one?
He goes right through. He just chipe cuts through both of them. Yeah,
I do the Tusken Raider.
So you do it once and they fix up netting.
I feel strangely impotent.
Well, you're a droid, man. It's all right.
I don't actually have a dick, so it's all right.
I have 17 dicks.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying that those Clone War droids, way cooler.
All right.
That's the most insulting thing you could have said.
There's one unstunned stormtrooper, and there are two stunned stormtroopers.
All right, I'm going to go after one of the stunned stormtroopers.
Okay.
Leave that thread.
Why are you going at... No.
Because I'm drunk, you guys. I'm going to aim, but I...
Didn't you give her a shot of sober juice?
I gave her a shot of sober juice like a month ago.
Right. Before we take off, we are fucking searching him.
Yeah,
I drive better drunk, you know it.
A month ago was a lot of bad decisions ago.
All right, so like you've got an improved aim. Is that...
Yeah, I got like, okay, so once per round, draw a holster, a weapon, or blah, blah, as an incidental.
Okay, so you got your weapon.
So, yep.
So then you take the aim maneuver.
So I'm going to fire at this... Dude.
All right, okay. So you get the levels of your gun plus a blue die for boost for aiming.
All right, what's the level of my gun?
Blaster, is it?
Damage.
Two green and one yellow.
Two, okay, all right.
And then throw in a purple dice.
All right.
And a blue dice.
Let's do this again.
Purple. I'm starting to feel like she's really drunk.
I'm a method actor. Have
you been looking at her?
All right. I got two... Three successes.
Okay.
One threat and a nothing.
Okay. Let's see. The threat, I believe, is something I can do something with because that's bad for you.
Awesome.
It sounded so
jubilant. Bad for my liver.
But what is your blaster damage?
6.
Okay. So that is going to be 9 points of damage. With one threat, you suffer another strain. You suffer a strain. I don't know if you.
Ow, my ankle!
Yeah,
my shooting finger.
I believe it. I believe it's probably a little more of a little vomit coming up. Doesn't quite make it. Yeah. So add one strain to whatever your. If you have any, you don't have any, right?
The human's leaking again.
So you had the strain earlier. Yeah. So you have 11 strain now instead of 12.
All right.
The strain is on your liver.
Long term.
But you do 9 points of damage, and you blast that stormtrooper, and he goes down.
Yay!
All right.
Die.
It's their turn. They recover from being stunned, but that's all they do.
Okay.
So that
used up their whole turn.
Okay, but in there one who wasn't stunned?
No, she took it out.
Oh, I thought she was at the stunned one.
Yep. Okay. No, you guys...
She actually made the better choice.
So yeah, Ascara took out two of the... oh, no, you were shooting one of the stunned ones, weren't you?
That's right.
Yep.
Why didn't I say anything?
Yep.
I fucked up, guys.
Because
you're
an honest person, and you want people to get shot.
Way to go, continuity.
You mean continuity?
This could have been a Michael Bay movie,
all right,
but no.
Well, the good news for everyone but the Wookiee...
Yes.
...is that the Stormtroopers are shooting the fucking Wookiee. Because he's a fucking Wookiee. All right,
damn, you're
so,
the only one I like.
Singed Wookiee fur.
I jump in front of heroically the Wookiee.
All right. Let's see. Let me get my dice here. And
we throw the R5 unit in front of the blaster fire.
I could have a sound. Right.
I told you a dead droid would come in handy. Didn't I?
All right. So he got a total of 2 successes.
Yes.
He blasts the Wookiee.
I'm just positive reinforcement.
11, yeah, 11 points.
Holy shit. Okay, can I think I have, like, on-the-fly healing stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have soak, I'm assuming, Wookiee.
Yeah. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, your bandolero's really going to take a lot.
Soak is 4.
Okay, so you take 7?
Yeah, okay, so I'm at 11 threshold, so.
Wow. That's a pretty high wounds.
You're pretty tough.
Well, I'm a fucking Wookiee.
I guess. Yeah. All right. That is the last.
If you haven't noticed, I am the tank in this equation.
So that is the end of the Stormtroopers initiative, and probably the last thing he'll do in this life. I am guessing that the Wookiee would like to go next.
Is there a role for slowly dawning realization on the
Like, not worth it.
I made bad choices.
Yes. First, I joined the Empire. Then I shot a Wookiee.
I raise the axe over my head and run full bore towards it.
I'm actually a little intimidated just thinking about that. What's your roll there?
Five success and one advantage.
All right, well, that sounds like a lot.
He literally explodes.
Yeah, the Wookiee moves with a vibro axe and just buries it right in that stormtrooper, whose last thoughts are, I really should have gone to moisture farming school.
All right, I'll go ahead and aim for the remainder.
Okay, go ahead. Give me a shot.
Do you really have to aim at people with a collapse? Oh, well, yeah,
they're unstunned recovered. Now. They're recovered. Yep. They need to be taken out.
Give him the box.
Well, one recovered.
give him the box.
Do I do it purpley?
You do one purpley at short range, yes. That is a bad idea.
All right, I got one threat. And I got four advantage and two success. So I think that's another crit.
That's a crit. You take out one of the stormtroopers and you take a strain.
And then I go.
So there's only one stunned stormtrooper left.
There is one stunned stormtrooper left.
Okay. I sit on his face.
And he goes, thank you.
I guess are we really close to these guys?
Yeah, you're at short range, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I'm shooting with my light blaster.
Okay.
Now
which you are more skilled level. With now.
I am more skilled with now.
Okay, so throw one purple die in there for range.
So my blaster carbine says medium range.
Yeah.
So
it means that you if you guys are further range, you'll have less difficulty.
Okay.
Right now most of your fights have been pretty close in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I rolled one success and one threat and one nothing.
Okay. The threat means you take a strain.
Good lord, I'm a droid.
I know.
I'm a crappy droid.
but success means you hit, so how much damage do you do?
It says I deal 5 damage on a hit plus 1 damage per success symbol roll.
6 points takes out the last stormtrooper.
Woohoo!
Alright, that is 2 squads of stormtroopers down. There are probably more where that comes from.
Med droid, chop chop.
Alright, I am going to go.
Alright, let's figure out how the healing works.
Yes, it says, once per encounter, use the medicine skill to heal an ally. The check is easy, 1 purple. If the character is equal or below half his wound threshold, average, 2 purple. If he is above half, and hard, 3.
I'm above
if he
half.
Exceeds yep. his wound threshold.
Yep, he's above half, so it's a single purple die.
Okay.
Along with whatever the skill says.
Meh. where is that? What is it?
It should be next to the skill. It should be next to your medical skill or whatever the skill is.
Medicine?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's medicine because I've got a 2 rank and
yeah.
it looks like a good amount of dice to roll. Give okay. me one of them yep. yellows.
Yeah, the yellow dice are better than the green dice. Those are your proficiency dice.
All right.
You roll that and then one purple.
Hold on.
That's actually a pretty good pool of dice there.
It's good.
And does it say what the result is of you doing this?
What do you mean?
What happens when you succeed?
It says I can heal 1 wound okay. per success and 1 strain per advantage.
Okay, there you
and
go.
And I got 4 successes, 3 advantages, and 2 of the failure symbol.
Oh, okay. Oh, embolism.
The failures negate your successes, so you get 2 successes, it sounds like, total.
Okay, 2 successes, 3 advantages.
So you get 2 wound, and did you have any strain, Bo? I don't think you had
no,
any strain.
No, I didn't have okay. any strain.
So you get 2 wounds back.
All right, so that puts me up to 13, and I'll use one of my...
Stim packs
to hire 4 more, so that okay. puts me to 17, nearly completely healed.
All right. The droid does his magic, and then the Wookiee takes a stim pack. Pash takes a drink. Can we all move on?
You guys want any?
Large pore stone hangar looms before you. An enormous letter.
An enormous letter H hangs in the air.
An enormous letter
hangar.
Orex stenciled onto the building's side. As you approach, you can see through the open hangar doors to the cavernous interior, where a rusty-looking light freighter rests with its loading ramp deployed. All you have to do is get to that ship, and you can leave Tatooine. Two equally rusty security droids stand outside the entrance. If you want into that ship, you'll have to get by them.
Rusty security droids?
Yep.
I mean, what kind of security droids are we talking about? I mean, that's a very vague statement. Are we talking about, like, tanks? Or, like, you know,
clones? They're like battle droids.
Yeah, battle
they,
droids,
are
essentially.
They Paul Blart Mall droid
yes.
something?
Yes. You know, we just took out six stormtroopers, and we're fine.
I'm fine. We've got... Between us, we have four ranged weapons.
That's great, kid. Yeah. Don't get cocky.
Yeah, sure. I'll go ahead and drop prone so that I can get a better shot.
Okay.
And start laying down suppressing fire.
All right, then. If we're going right to there, then put it. You get a boost die for the aim. And take your shot.
Okay, I got one of failures, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
I spoke too soon.
Okay.
And then I have four triumph.
Okay, that'll negate all the failures.
Three success.
Okay, so three successes means you hit and do three extra damage. So what is your damage?
Three extra damage, so that's 12 total.
12 total. All right.
But it's critical, yes, no?
Is it a critical? No, because of I think those have to negate your failures. Oh, wait.
I had four of the triumph.
You had four triumph, three failure?
No, I had one failure.
Oh, one failure. Okay, I heard more failures than that. Okay, yeah, you're right, it's crit. Yeah, you do take out one of the space droids.
I take careful aim and do the same. Or try to do the same.
All right.
Three success and three advantage.
All right, that's not enough for a crit, is it?
Yes, it is, I think. Let me, Oh, no, not with blaster pistol.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Yes, it is. I need three advantage, so yes.
All right.
That is a crit.
All right. That, you guys blast both the droids away.
Yes! I love that shit.
Say team murder bot right here.
And, you hear an angry, you hear an angry growl from inside the ship.
Oh, please let me die.
And a Trandoshan appears in the doorway holding a heavy blaster pistol.
In a berserker rage, I run towards him with my axe.
Well, and I'm still prone, so
let's roll initiative.
I summon my rancor with my summon rancor.
Unfortunately, someone has already murdered your rancor.
All right, then some Sarlacc shit. Whatever.
I'm right. Sorry, what? Guys. I killed your dog.
Oh, what do I? What do we roll?
So,
for?
Since you guys are expecting combat, you use cool. You use your cool stat.
Well.
All right.
Okay.
What?
I need another greensies.
There's a cool stat.
There's a cool stat.
Do you have an extra greensies?
I don't.
Here you go. Here's a greensies.
Okay.
All right, three triumph, two success.
All right.
What the hell is that symbol?
two success.
One right. Triumph, one success.
Four success.
So no one beat Trex's five successes is what I'm hearing.
Damn.
But all right, about then. All of us, we working as a team, like Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
All
right.
Are you telling me that
Trex, of course,
of
immediately zooms in on the
Wookiee
and fires a shot at him. Let's see. Before I fire, does anyone want to use one of your destiny pools to weaken his chances?
What is he shooting?
He's shooting a heavy blaster pistol at the Wookiee.
Sure,
heavy
Can I do something to like shoot at him first?
Nope, no, he's going first. The only thing you can do,
you can
is
affect
you can
him
flip one of the destiny points. If
can I hold my nose because all that singed Wookiee fur is going to smell gross?
Yes, that you may do.
I don't know. Wookiee
well, I know that. What I vote to do.
I say we use a destiny point.
Okay.
What do you guys say?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, it's not my
so that will upgrade his difficulty dice to a challenge dice, which makes his roll a little harder. And he rolls, and he gets a total of three successes, one failure, and one bad thing.
Threat.
Pointy nipple. Threat. Yes.
Now you want to call them pointy nipple?
I do. I really do. And I'm trying to figure out exactly what those do. Okay, so. The threat can spend to do several things. Okay, so he is going to spend a threat to suffer a strain. So he suffers a strain because he's a named NPC, so he gets to suffer an actual strain.
Only named NPCs?
Only named NPCs. Most of these guys have been minions you just take out really easily. This guy's more like a character.
He's a boss.
He's a boss.
He's the dragon.
He's the boss.
It's not like he was a droid working as a slave in some backwoods part of the universe who just gets whiskey poured on him until he dies.
Wait, right. When did that happen?
Don't worry about it. It's cool.
Yeah, we'll see you in Robo Hell. All
right, so
I roll for facepalm again.
All right, I can't remember the Wookiee's name. Lauren?
Lorik. Lorik is like Elric, but with lore.
Okay. So he takes 7 damage.
All right.
Good lord.
Yeah, I still got 10. I'm fine.
We need our Wookiee for the Ragged
Let's kill this motherfucker.
Yeah, he's kind of the Marines right now.
Yeah.
He's doing his job.
All right, so now we're on to PC action, so you guys can go whatever order you would like.
All right.
I'm nearest him with my fucking axe, and that's exactly what I'm going to use.
I
get another yellow?
Thanks. Give me your red.
Three successes, 2 advantage. All right, so how much damage is that?
10. No, wait, 11.
Okay, and I believe you can use the advantage. Let's see if there's something we can do with that.
If I could take another swing at him, that'd be awesome.
You can spend 2 to perform a bonus maneuver, but not an attack.
Okay.
You can spend 2
you
to get a boost
get
against
back
your next...
You shoot you in the face by accident.
Yeah, I definitely, disengage enough to let these guys get shots off.
You can spend 1 advantage to recover 1 strain, which I don't think you need.
No.
You can spend 2 advantage to get a boost die to your next attack against that target.
That.
Okay,
is the one
so
I
get
choose.
Yourself a boost for your next attack. And you do how much damage, Raimi?
11.
11 points. All right. He does have some armor on, but that gets through and does some damage. All right. Who's going next?
I'm
going
to shoot him in the space junk.
All right, space junk. The Trandoshans keep their junk somewhere else, though. So.
that's part of the mystery.
In a jar. Fetch the junk.
More like Trandoshans.
All right, remember to use 1 1 purple die for range.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did. So, boy, 2 failure.
Oh, did we flip one of those destiny points?
Yes. Oh, no. Sorry.
Okay.
And
do I just get it out of the
game? No, flip it to dark.
Damn it.
Yep,
and
sorry.
6 success.
Wow, okay. 6 success and how much advantage?
6 success and 2 failure.
Oh, 2 failure. Okay, so 4 successes total.
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds like a nice roll.
What's the damage?
13 total.
Okay. Let's see. That is... All right, you guys have... You blast him really good in the junk.
Oh,
wherever Trandoshans cape it, you found it.
Dick shot.
All right. Next up?
Oh, I want to go.
Okay, Pash gets to go.
All right.
And I'm going to spend 1 of my destiny points to change your difficulty die to a challenge die.
All right.
So if you will flip one of the dark side to light.
Yes.
So instead of rolling a purple die for range, you'll be rolling a red die.
Okay.
I don't like the way that sounds, Randy.
So I'm going to
hey, man, you guys are blasting away at my Trandoshan. I got to do something.
All right.
Oh, Randy's savage.
Let me get that out of the way.
And Chris rolls a kitty.
Paul,
I did.
Okay. 2 advantage. No, sorry. 3 advantage, 1 success, and your red was blank.
Your red die did nothing,
your red die did nothing.
Son of a bitch.
Is that enough advantage for you to get a crit? Or do you need 3?
Yes, 3.
And you got 3? Or you got
yes.
3? Okay, so you can crit. All right. That is going to be enough to put him down.
Boom.
So Vash finishes him off with a blast in the face.
Is he dead or just, like, sleeping?
He's dead.
Oh, I continue to hack at him with my axe.
All right. Yeah, I killed him.
All right.
Let's celebrate.
Let's get on this damn ship and
all right.
Leave the damn extra droid behind because we don't.
Nobody
need
brought
it.
You guys dumped him when we were trying to get into the space
with scrap,
court.
Should we pick up every piece of junk we find along
the way? What
I'm
saying is nobody brought him on the escape.
That's actually literally how you joined the party. You I actually was like, I should take the medical droid with me.
I did serve a purpose, thank you very much.
And so did it. And apparently that was dying for some drunkard's amusement.
It was a whiskey receptacle.
It was funny. Admit it.
In the context of the podcast, it served a better purpose.
Let's get Drunky McFly into the pilot seat and see if we survive takeoff.
I just need a mint or something.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Is there a breathalyzer on this? Just to start it up.
You guys get get up into the ship, and you see stormtroopers gathering around, sitting on one of those big heavy weapons out there.
Close the entrance doory thing.
Yes, close the
garage door.
Who's the best at?
Well, like, you're the pilot.
What's the ship's weapons situation?
Yeah,
it has two turrets.
Who's the best shot?
Probably us.
With ship weapons.
Me and the Twi'lek climb into the turrets.
What is that?
Yeah, my gunnery skills.
So you need to be the pilot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely the pilot.
My gunnery skills is, like, a bunch, so...
All right, so there are three stations, or four stations. There's a pilot, there's two gunners, and then there's the engineering station.
All right, so while those two guys are running into the turrets and she's running to the pilot, I'm making sure the door is closed.
Okay, all right. So the Krayt Fang turns around, its engines power up, and you lift out the hangar bay doors and into the bright sunlight of the Tatooine sky. Soon, Mos Shuda vanishes beneath you, as you race out of the Dune Sea and climb toward outer space. Suddenly, an alert klaxon blares. As you leave Tatooine's atmosphere, several spherical starfighters with distinctive hexagonal wings...
God damn it.
...appear on the ship's scanners.
Twin ion engines!
Screaming in on an intercept course. TIE fighters.
Head towards one of the bigger ones.
The starfighters shoot past, laser cannons blasting, and sparks fly from a console in the cockpit.
God.
You've been hit. You're not clear of the planet's gravity weld yet, and you can't jump to light speed without the hyperspace reactor igniter installed.
Install that. That's me.
Have to deal with those TIE fighters first.
I'm going to install that while they're dealing with the turret.
All right.
Turn those TIE fighters into Bolo fighters.
All right. So let's do initiative again. Again, we want cool on your initiative.
All right. So what are we rolling? Translate cool into...
Cool should be one of your stats.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So...
All right. I got two advantage and one success.
Okay.
Two success, one advantage.
Same here.
And I need a third brainsies.
Green. Beep.
Beep. Beep. Two success, two triumph.
Did anyone get higher than two success?
Nope.
No,
but you got two successes and two triumph.
Yep.
All right. You will go, then the TIE fighters will go, then the rest of the party will go.
Okay.
All right, so it is your go first.
All right, I'm going to aim at the Alpha TIE Fighter.
Sure, yeah.
Sure, yeah, I know what that is, Manny.
The one with the biggest dick hanging down.
No, whichever TIE Fighter has, like, two colors popped, I'm shooting for that one.
the one that's got the black lights in its undercarriage.
All right, so my gunnery skill is a yellow and three green.
Okay, and then you use two purple dice.
I think you might be lying to me. It might be zero purple dice.
No, it's two. All
right.
Those are not the dice.
But you can use...
Whoa, I bowed. Sorry.
You can
put the box over here. So everyone...
You can use an aim to get a boost die if you would like.
Sure, yeah. All right. I'll do that thing. Oh, look at that. Wow. Okay, two failure, two threat.
This is not sounding like a good start.
And then... four Jaegers and three success.
Okay. So what's your total success, I guess? Is it two?
No.
Okay.
It's three success.
Three success? Okay. And was there triumph or strain on that?
No. Four advantage.
Four advantage. Okay. So your advantage, that does... Let's see. You have, I have to tell you if this gun can do crits. And it does not have that. Okay. So you can spend your advantage to get yourself some boost dice for your next attack if you would like.
Or what's my other option?
Let me see. Your other options are spend advantage to do something else appropriate, if you can think of anything.
Nope, boost dice is fine.
Yeah, and then... or you can spend to get a bonus maneuver, which doesn't really help you much in this particular case.
Yeah, boosties.
Okay.
So all right. How many boosties will I get next
time? So you get two more boost dice next time.
Okay.
Two boost dice next time. And your total damage on that, you did... you said you had three successes?
I don't know. Because Bo reset all the dice.
Oh.
Sorry.
I think it was three successes.
I think so.
Yeah.
And let's see. I'm trying to find the damage on this gun. As you're using the Krayt Fang's guns. Oh, there it is. Damage six. So you do 9 points to the Starfighter, and that is... Yeah, you blast it, you hit it, but it doesn't destroy it.
Does it at least make a like
it makes sound? Some sparks come out. It makes a little screeching sound, yes. And then they move in for the kill.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, well, you know. Let's...
Not a literal kill. Like the way a stage play can just slay an audience.
All right, you're flying the ship, so I'm going to have you keep track of the ship's system strain and hull threshold.
Yeah.
So its system strain is currently 12.
System strain, 12.
And its hull trauma threshold is 22.
That sounds high.
And its armor is 3.
Is that our ship?
Yes.
Yep, that's your ship.
All right.
So you get 3. You'll take 3 damage off of any damage you take, and you want to take less than 20.
What was
points.
Armor?
Three.
All right.
And now they're going to shoot. Let me see how many there are, because I think there's more than 2. Let's see.
And then something happens.
Yes, sorry.
I'm swerving all over space, or atmosphere, or wherever we are.
All right, yes, there are 4 TIE fighters. And they are all going to shoot at your ship, because that seems like a good idea. And, let's see, I'm just finding their, shooting skills. Okay.
So we killed everyone in the space station. How do they even know we're not on the standard path?
They don't seem to care. Okay. It may be that they had run afoul of Trex.
Fair enough.
But they definitely are aiming at you. Oh,
I'm questioning the veracity of this plot.
All right. Let's stop and consider.
Indeed.
All right. So the first TIE fighter blasts away and gets 3 successes. So your ship takes...
And we all die in orbit.
Your ship takes 9 points.
From the...
Take the armor off, so 6... And then it goes on to hull trauma, so 20 from the 22.
All right.
Can we launch a xenomorph at them?
can we go from our gunnery station and overload the warp core?
The next one misses.
Yeah. And that's because I was swerving.
Mm-hmm, sure, I'm sure that's what.
Yeah,
was.
You got sway.
Yeah. Told you I'm a better pilot when I'm drunk.
I just seen a symbol. I don't know what it is. I'm gonna check that.
Suddenly there's brand new symbols?
There's a new symbol. I've never seen this before.
Yeah, use an S in a pentagon and say that it's your planet's symbol for hope.
All right. So the other tie misses, and the last tie misses.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Yep.
You're welcome.
I guess they're married. Look at all the misses.
Just one hit. All right. The rest of you, do you want to do the gunnery first?
Yeah, let's shoot it up.
All right. I believe that would be...
That's just bow, because I'm fixing the hyperdrive.
All right, so my gunnery is 1 proficiency and 2 ability. Is there anything else?
And you throw 2 purple dice, and you can throw 1 boost dice, the blue one, for aiming.
All right. So, 1, 2, 3...
Let's just call it
4 successes...
Okay.
Let's call the whole thing off.
No, not the whole thing.
Okay. Are you sure? 2 advantages.
Okay.
And 1 threat.
Okay. The threat is what does 1 strain to the ship. Mm-hmm. And the damage... are you shooting at the damaged TIE fighter or one of the other ones?
The damaged one.
Okay, that blows up the TIE fighter. So one of them is down.
Man, thank God we have this one.
I shot it first.
I'm still going for MVP here. He's like, I loosened the leg.
I nearly bisected that stormtrooper down there. Do you remember that part?
No, I think we're actually on even running for kills here.
So, Pash or Vex? Probably. Who wants to go next?
Let me go Vex.
No, you've already gone.
Oh, I thought I went before.
You go top of the round.
Well, okay. She's just flying.
I'm flying.
So.
But you get a choice of what to do.
Oh,
so it's up to you. Do you want to have Vex install the hyperdrive thing? Or
I think Vex should install the hyperdrive.
So what rating is that?
So that is an average mechanics check.
Mechanics, okay. I have a rank 1 and 1 yellow and 3 green.
And then you roll, you put 2 purple dice in the mix.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong. No. I think you want to double.
Hey, if I was a real dick, I'd flip one of the destiny pools and make them red.
<Damn it. laughs>
But I'm not.
All right. So I got, that's good. I got 4 successes.
Okay.
3 triumphs and 1 veiny nipple.
Okay. That's not too much threat. All right, then you get started. It is going to take you one more round to finish installing. So
okay.
you've installed it. You're getting up and running. So you'll be able to jump to light speed after one more round.
And what I say about PCs, you got to wait forever.
How are you doing on that thing? The blue bar is like 75% filled up.
It's like 7 of 9 updates are installed. The last one's been a real bitch. All right.
It's just sitting there. God. Is it even working?
Pash, you have 3 options.
I just wanted to play Skyrim online.
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. You get 2. One is your action, which is gain the advantage.
Uh-huh.
And if you pilot, you can basically make it so they ignore any evasive maneuvers the TIE fighters do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can choose to either do evasive maneuvers, which will make you harder to hit, or stay on target, which will make it easier for them to shoot the TIE fighters.
Let's shoot those TIE fighters.
Let's stay on target. Stay on target.
All right. So first, do the gain the advantage action. That is a piloting check.
All right. I have something like whenever you make a pilot check, you remove 1 setback die from the dice pool before making the check.
Okay. So this difficulty is 3 purple dice. So you can take 1. So you, 1 out. So you only take 2.
Okay.
And then you roll your piloting skill.
My piloting skill is 2 yellers, 1 green, and I do 2 purples now?
Yep.
Okay.
Huh. Interesting that apparently this was at least partially based on Traveler, this gameplay.
That makes a certain amount of sense. Yeah. I can see that.
Okay. Alright, so I have 4 advantage.
Okay.
1 success, 2 threats, and 1 failure.
Okay, so the failure negates your success, yep. I believe. So that means you did not gain the advantage.
Shit.
So you were not able to outfly the TIE fighters.
Oh, man.
So they may be able to use evasive maneuvers. However, you can now stay on target. So I need another piloting check.
Okay.
Basically what you do in this is you can upgrade their attack rolls, exchange one of their ability dice for proficiency dice, one of the greens for the yellows.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone attacking the ship will get the same bonus.
Okay.
So I guess the choice is how many do you want to do? Who has how much ability dice do your gunners have? How many green dice?
I've got a bunch of.
I have 2 abilities and 1 proficiency.
Okay, and you've got how many green dice do you have?
I've got 3 green, 1 yellow, and I've got 2 boosts at least coming, and maybe the third one.
Okay. So do you want to? Do you want to exchange any of those dice?
For what now?
You can turn a green die into a yellow die.
Uh huh.
Which the green dice are 8-sided and the yellow dice are 12, so you get better chances to hit with them.
Sure, I guess I'll exchange a green for yellow.
But keep in mind that whatever you guys do, the TIE fighters get 2 because she's lining up the shots for you.
Oh.
All right. Well, then let's. I've got the gunnery skill at 2, so let's go ahead and bank on some of that gunnery skill.
Okay. So you don't want to do the exchange, or you do?
Let's not do the exchange.
Okay. Do you want any proficiency dice?
No. We have to do is... bear in mind, this is not a, hey, we have to kill all the fucking TIE fighters. All we have to do is last one more round.
We're out of here. Okay. All right.
So,
okay.
A triumphant shot of us spinning off into hyperspace.
We ran
away. It is your shot.
All right. So how many boost dice do I get?
So you have 2 boost dice. You can have 1 more for aiming.
Okay. Can't get another boost die.
Which one's a boost die?
Blue
one. Okay. And then 2 purple dice for difficulty.
Right. And then I get a green.
And you get to shoot before they get any evasive maneuvers, so you get a better shot.
So I got a whole bunch of things.
Okay.
Let's see. I've got 5 of the...
5,
the advantage.
5 advantage.
Okay.
And then 1, 2 success, and then a failure and a threat.
That's, okay, so the failure negates one of your advantage, so that's 1 success.
Okay.
The threat negates one of your one advantage, so you have 3 advantage and 1 success is what it sounds like. Which means you can get 1 more boost dice.
Well, no, I started with 5 advantage.
Oh, you started with 5, so you have 4 advantage.
Yeah.
So you can get 2 more boost dice for your next shot.
Okay.
And the success means that you do 1 blast, so the blast does 7 points of damage. And that is enough to do some damage to the Starfighter, but does not take it out.
Okay.
Don't worry, the Wookiee will take care of it.
Yeah, we know.
Deus Ex Wookiee.
Wookiee and the Machine. All right. The TIE Fighters are going to take take some invasive maneuvers.
I'm going to take an invasive maneuver. I'll be right back.
And it is going to... Then they're going to take shots at you guys. So, let's see.
Whiskey.
Yes, I'm here.
As long as we're taking shots.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody call me. I'm trying to pilot this thingy.
Whiskey, right. Foxtrot, Tango. Let's do this.
And let's see. Hang on a second. I need one more die. There we go.
You guys, let's put on some music. I need to.
Do you have Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf?
That was exactly what went through my head when she said
because
that.
Because we both watched First Contact recently.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, so there is one miss. Another one hits you guys, so you take 9 more damage.
Yeah, I don't like that. Reroll that.
We still have 10. Don't
okay.
Can all we right. use one of our light
Did you,
thingies?
You subtract your armor from that?
Oh.
So you take 6.
Came back. Okay.
You
take,
you have 13.
Can we use one of our light thingies?
You can if you would like
to. We don't need to, dude. Just
are we okay?
No, we're fine. We're running
down the clock.
Don't forget, I could fail the roll for the next turn.
No, you've already established it. You're done. Okay. It's installed. Yeah, there is no question in one round. So, yeah, we're running the clock.
You've clearly never installed anything on this.
All right, and the third one misses. So you took another shot, but the other two missed. It is the Wookiee's turn.
Yes.
One of your you'll have one purple die and one red die because of the evasive maneuvers.
Don't I, if it's on the next round and I've already done my thing, don't I get to go to a gunnery position?
There's only 2 gunnery positions.
Oh, I thought you said there was more.
No, there's only 2. You can take damage control on your action, though, so.
What does that mean?
It'll mean you can help heal the ship.
Oh, yeah, I got repairs. Shit going on. I'm all repair-y. I think Mr. Fix-It.
Are we dead yet?
I'm Mr. Break-It.
No, you took 1 hit and 2 misses. So the ship has how much life left?
13.
13 points left.
So all of my successes were negated. I also got 1 failure and 1 advantage.
You're gonna die in space alone.
The failure and the advantage will negate, so you missed. Yeah. You missed.
That is what the old gypsy woman told you.
Alright, Vex, you may take a damage control action.
Okay.
You make a mechanics check.
Alright.
And that is an average difficulty, so 2 purple dice.
Alrighty.
So wait, are you saying that the Wookiee didn't finish off the TIE Fighter?
Alright, so I got 3 successes.
Okay.
2, advantages.
Okay.
And 2 threats.
Okay, the advantage and threat is negated. They negate each other. But you said 2 successes or 3 successes?
3 successes.
3 successes means 3 points go back, so the ship has 16 points.
Yeah. Hooray, I'm like a hero.
All right.
I'm like, thank God for me and the Wookiee, right?
And,
I don't know what the fuck
you guys hear
the
hyperdrive engines begin spinning up. You have 1 more round to survive before you jump to light speed.
Oh.
So there's no chance that we're going to roll something and it's going to do that. Doo.
It's not a non-zero chance. I mean, it really kind of depends on whether I think it's funny or not.
Ixnay on the Al Functions May.
So the god in our universe is pretty much Murphy. Is what
saying. It's the same one as we got.
Yeah, the god in the universe is a dick. He's a god.
Wait, the Murphy that's into Bar Bobots?
The Murphy's Law or Jason Murphy.
Jason Murphy?
Either way, it would work. So.
Oscara, it is your shot.
All right, time to line it up.
So one of your purple dice, you'll do 1 purple and 1 red because it does have evasive maneuvers going.
Okay, and then I still get all my boosty things?
And you get all your boosty things. Yep, you get whatever you save plus 1 more for aiming.
All right, I think I can do this. Hold on. You got Disco Lemonade.
Disco Lemonade? That's like the worst blaxploitation film ever.
I've got 2 threats.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4 success. And 4 triumph.
Okay, so
four advantage, sorry.
So 2 advantage are negated, so you get 1 boost die for next turn, not that'll matter. And how many successes? Sorry?
1, 2, 3, and 4.
That's 10. That's you take out the TIE Fighter.
Oh yeah, the Wookiee.
Yay!
Yeah, the Wookiee though.
And you got to the center of the Tootsie Pop.
All right. The TIE Fighters are getting a little desperate. They're gonna stay on target to get bonus dice to hit you guys.
Wait, how many are there total?
2
left.
So aren't they intimidated or something at this point?
Yeah, they're more intimidated by what's going to happen if they fail.
Yeah.
You've seen Darth Vader's retirement plan, right?
You forget the particular style of motivational posters they have at TIE Fighter School.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Don't fuck up.
Most of them have an open fist and then a guy choking in the corner. And at the bottom it says, hang in there.
Okay.
That was the same motivational poster as at Oscar's. They just said something different. Take it all.
All right. This guy is taking his desperation shot at you guys, and...
There's a desperation shot?
Yeah, he's
going to ask the cheerleader to prom.
That's an overconfidence.
That is a slight hit, so you take 7 points of damage.
All right. He successfully wears the Darth Vader mask and goes down on the jock's cheerleader girlfriend in the funhouse.
And kind of rapes somebody.
Kind of rapes. It's a little
And the other one is a clear miss. All right. You may damage control the ship, Vex, if you would like.
Yes, I would like. Thank you. Do I need the two purples again as well?
You do need the two purples. Yep.
Okay. And one of the dice is no longer in this universe, so okay. There we go. I have... that's not so good. Oh, yeah, it is. Four triumphs? Yes, or advantages. Okay.
Yep.
Four advantages, two successes, one... What is that one?
Failure,
okay, so and one threat.
Okay, so total successes, I guess.
Total successes is two.
Okay, all right. So two points. Get back on the ship, and the Wookiee can take his shot.
All right. Is it red and purple or just purple now?
It is. Your green dice become yellow dice.
I love how Bo is...
Because they stayed on target.
Bo's actually color-coding the dice over here.
So if I don't do it, the dice win.
So you have whatever green dice you have, you can upgrade two of them to yellow.
Okay.
And you do two purple dice. Two purple.
So basically, I need another yellow.
And then you also get one blue for aiming. So
one blue for aiming and two purple.
Two purple. Yes, okay. Correct. Sweet. I wonder if people listening to this just think we're yelling colors from
the game. Purple! Orange.
We're playing with Skittles.
Alrighty. Three advantage.
Two failure, one threat, one success,
okay.
Three advantage.
Okay. So that is a miss, unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right. So you line yourself up for a better shot, but it doesn't matter because the hyperdrive speeds up. The stars all turn to pretty lights and lines, and you guys jump to light speed.
And I throw up all over the windshield.
Is that because you're drunk, or because that's
forgot how much I hate space travel?
I get space sick. Okay, I know it's a curse.
I thought maybe that's how you celebrated making the jump to light speed.
Oh yeah.
The lower levels of Coruscant, absolutely.
And let's not forget now, of course, lots of lens flares.
Yes. all right, you guys have successfully jumped to light speed, and you now have yourself a ship.
Yay!
Yay!
What does that mean?
It means that the galaxy is your oyster.
Yeah.
Aww.
It means we're going to space.
Now we can go kill things for money.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, assuming we want to keep the pilot, not look
so what was that, guys?
Nothing. I'm saying you did great.
I don't mean to brag, but I got some pretty serious pilot skills.
Take us to some planet that place that has space Al-Anon.
So when we return on the next Randy Plays Games, you may or may not have the same pilot.
Maybe.
We'll have the same pilot.
My mouth is agape.
I'm just talking smack.
But we will probably be continuing the Star Wars adventure for the next thing they do, and. We will, of course, change games at some point, change players, and all that kind of fun stuff. Hope you guys have enjoyed our first two shows. Until next time.